Today on Locked On Rockies, you turn to the young guns, and that happens.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Lock On Rockies fans, welcome to the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 20th day of September. In the year 2022, I am your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you all sorts of Rockies talk on your daily Colorado Rockies podcast, the Locked On Rockies podcast, where you can find your team every day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You are in the right spot. Yes, that's right, folks. You're in the right spot because that's what we do here every single day. We talk about the Colorado Rockies with you live on the Locked On Rockies YouTube channel. You can subscribe to Locked On Rockies to know when we go live. And you can also follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can also follow us, follow me, the host, Paul Holden, at PaulHolden33. And you're like, who the heck is this guy? Well, I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk for two seasons now. And I've been following this team my entire life. Yes, that's right. I am a Rockies fan, just like you all out there tuning in. And today on Locked On Rockies, we got to talk about that meltdown last night and how it's an example of the Rockies really the biggest missed opportunities with no trades for any of their players other than since the Nolan trade, really, and since that, since they decided to drastically go in a different direction, is they turn to the future, the young arms, and there's just really no one that is blowing you away. There's no one that's exciting in the bullpen. There's no one that's coming up right now that makes you feel super enthusiastic. There's no young flame-throwing arm that's coming up that's going to make you. There's not even there's not even left-handed pitching coming up, or that much left-handed pitching coming up. And it's an example of that is a glaring issue with the draft and develop mindset. The Rockies have some really exciting and interesting pieces in the positions, and also have players under contract. Again, I'm of the mindset of we still have kind of the right starting pitchers, quote unquote, some of them, not all of them. It's just the philosophy and the way they're being used right now is not the right way. But the bullpen is an issue. Carlos Estevez has been better. Daniel Bard's been re-signed, and Daniel Bard has 30 saves. Daniel Bard has been fine. But outside of those two arms, you're really not that confident. I mean, and Austin Gomber's one thing. I mean, he's not necessarily who I'm talking about. I'm talking about pitchers that are really only going to come in for an inning or two. I mean, Gomber hasn't really done that in quite a bit. And honestly, when was the last time Austin Gomber even appeared in a game? It's been 9 days since Austin Gomber's last appearance against the Diamondbacks, and not even going to dive into that that disappointment factor there. But yeah, put Gomber in there. What of this bullpen necessarily makes you super excited? There isn't really anything at all. I mean, there's nothing that I can think of. I haven't seen anything outside of a couple of flashes of Jake Bird, perhaps. But then you look at Bird here in this season, and he's been pretty good over his last seven games and over the last 10 innings that he's pitched. Last night, not so much, when he's only given up the 3 earned runs, striking out 10 compared to the 4 walks, but 4 walks in 10 innings with 7 hits, they're still getting on. There's nothing about the current state of or the future or these next pitchers that makes me all that excited. I am still really intrigued by Justin Lawrence, even though I would have to say I've cooled off my expectations for Lawrence. I think his delivery and what he can bring to the Rockies is interesting, but he's probably, I'd say, the most interesting one. At least there's something unique about him. But it's just, you can't go. Chad Kuhl doesn't have a great start. Allows the 5 earned runs and 8 hits. But by the time that he is out of the ballgame, the Rockies are in the lead. But the Giants never went away, but the Rockies are still in the lead. And this bullpen has shown. Chad Smith's also been pretty good as well for in a couple of of appearances for the Rockies. But they haven't necessarily, Chad Smith hasn't been that great. Who am I saying? Hits and runs, but no earned runs given up in his last two starts last two appearances for him. But that's what I mean. There's no one that when I go through the list, there's these late call-ups. There's these other things. There's nothing in the Rockies bullpen that gives you the confidence to have this team win close ball games. How many times have the Rockies lost late? How many times have the Rockies been walked off this year? How many times have the Rockies won in one run or lost one run ball games? We've talked about it before on the show. It's clearly an issue. It's a tough spot to be in for the Rockies with this bullpen. There's a lot of holes. There's a lot of question marks, but there's no more glaring issues than middle relief and back half of the bullpen. There should really be no clarity for the Colorado Rockies outside of three of their starters in Senza, Freeland, and Marquez. And really anybody in the bullpen outside of Bard and surprisingly enough, Carlos Estevez, because, man, you're hoping for a glimmer of something there when you give your young guys, when you give your players that are getting called up. And obviously it's tough for the one guy who just gets called up there for the Rockies and he ends up having that tough inning there to in extras for and giving up the home run to the Giants, but you still gotta. That's also an opportunity for him to shut the door, and he was one out away. I mean, it's also hard to just sit here and be like, we need more, especially when you look at it and he was one out away. Lawrence, however, gives the two runs. We just see earned runs. And when the Giants are playing as well as they were, you just got to capitalize. And it's unfortunate that when given a lot of opportunities and given some opportunities this year, the young arms of the Colorado Rockies, the ones that have been called up, the ones that have been placed in certain situations, have not really dominated, necessarily been really great. There's been some flashes. There's been some interesting stuff, but the Rockies clearly need a ton of help in the bullpen and a ton more of development of a lot of these arms. We got a new chatter here in the live chat. We'll dive into that and more talk about some of the young guys for the Rockies here in just a moment. But before we do that, I got to tell you about LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn, you know about LinkedIn. Of course, you know about LinkedIn. It's the place to go if you are looking to hire and get your job in front of the world's largest professional network. All you got to do is go to LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs is the place you need to go. It's so easy to post your job posting for your team faster and for free than anywhere else. And you can add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile once you're all set up and going there. And you can spread the word that you're hiring. They got the simple tools like screening questions that make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's the end of the year. Maybe you're looking for a change. Maybe you're looking to do something new. Maybe you're looking to bring in the right crew to help guide you to the end of the year. Help let LinkedIn use their tools to help bring the right hire to you. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonmlb. That's linkedin.com/lockedonmlb to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Heading over into the live chat here, we got El Mosilic says, "Hello, been watching the Rockies since I moved to Colorado. Sad to see the state of the team currently. Hoping for the future, but I'm not holding my breath." Yeah, you know, I wouldn't hold your breath too much. It's until this team crafts a true identity for itself, until this team actually has a plan, until this team figures out a way that they can create consistent winning baseball in Colorado, it's going to be hard to hold your breath. But there are pieces and things to be excited about in the future. And as the way of things have had it, there it should be a little bit easier for the Rockies. And hopefully it does pan out. I mean, there needs to be some rhyme or reason. There could be with some of the development, some of these players and some of the stuff of the future for the Rockies. But yeah, it's a very tough for the Rockies right now. And I mean, it's really something that you are going to need to see the Rockies really commit to identity, to really figuring out who the Colorado Rockies are and what they want to do. And it looked like they had it, and then they threw it all away. So clearly there was something about the identity or the culture or what they were building before that they didn't like, and they pivoted from, whether that be the, you know, relationship soured and that's how it ended up with the Rockies being where they're at, or it's just a continued thing where I think the people in charge or the people really running the show, the people behind the scenes, aren't as baseball focused when their team is successful as a business. It's business and baseball don't always mix. And as much as baseball might be bad for the Rockies, business is most certainly good. Tanner Cruz says, if I, what is that, $1 billion? Is that what it is? If I had $1 billion, who are the players in the Major League Baseball that you'd get for the Rockies? I'm not kidding, and I'm going to dive into this. We're going to do way more about this. I actually am planning a fun crossover with Locked On Yankees here for a little preview. And it's, I say this not necessarily as a joke. The Rockies should get Aaron Judge. Make, if you're going to go out and already commit and be willing to spend big money on one of the biggest names in free agency this last offseason in Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant is also a former MVP and a World Series champion. If you really wanted to add to an interesting part of your outfield, if you wanted to add offense and thump to a lineup that desperately needs it, if I had $1 billion, if I had the blank checkbook, if Dick Monfort was willing to be able to put up a tremendous amount of money to this ball club, I think the Rockies should make a $300 million offer for Aaron Judge for 6 years. Then your outfield, you can have other stuff, but you can have Judge to DH. And I don't think it's that crazy to think that the Rockies, now with the DH, should think about really valuing the DH position for their club. They have the unique ability of playing at somewhere that is offensive focused and offensive friendly for 82 games or 80 games a year, 81 games a year, just like the Yankees do. The Rockies don't have the resources to get Aaron Judge, but if you put Aaron Judge in Denver and where you could potentially put him in some areas, he would be really exciting. Of course, it'd be really cool to go out and get DeGrom. I mean, if you offer a bunch of money, it would be awesome. He's currently making $30 million. He's probably, his AAV is $43 million. It's going to be interesting where some of these top name pitchers end up. But I want the Rockies, if I had all that money, I would not only go after a couple of starters, but I would go for some younger ones. I would see if I could, but I would maybe go after Carlos Rodon. I would go, and of course you want to see if you can get a DeGrom or a Verlander to anchor your rotation, but you want to get some players if you were to do the hypothetical $1 billion. Go out there and see if you can get some younger players and get them to be on the team for a little bit longer, especially when because you need a build for longevity. The Rockies right now, if you were to be in the hypothetical $1 billion buy-in situation, You got to look at how the team is constructed right now and how to build around it. Are you going to spend all this on starting pitching when in reality you have three major league ready starters? Maybe instead of that money going to the players, maybe that goes into bringing in some new coaching. Maybe that goes into and taking some of that $1 billion money instead of it just being put on finding players. It's going more in investing into your club. I mean, is it fair to say that the Rockies have found good players and have gotten good value out of some players? That's not very true with a lot of their free agent signings and their trades. But in terms of some of the players they've developed, some of the players that they have, that they've been able to find some pretty good pieces and some good players and have some good players currently. You can use a lot of your $1 billion to just find and pick and choose the best pieces, yes, but are they going to work at Coors Field, and does it work if you don't have the right philosophy, the right facilities, the right equipment, the right mindset, the right training? It would be really, really interesting to see if the Rockies, if you had an influx of money into investing in that. If I had the $1 billion, I would be trying to bring in people from outside of the organization to help see about this. I agree with you about Shane McClanahan there as well. if you are with the for the Rockies as well. That would be a nice, interesting thing for the, because if you're the Rockies, you're pretty confident in having Bard close games for you. I mean, Bard's been pretty darn good. 30 saves this year. He's had some shakiness, sure, but he's not going to get the trumpets to sound the alarm or what have you. But Daniel Bard has been a pretty good closer for the Rockies with a WAR of 3.1, an ERA of under 2. He's got 61 strikeouts. If he didn't have some of the walk issues that we've seen with him this year, he's definitely cut it down, though. When you look at he's going to finish with less walks this year compared to his 2021 season. So if you're going in with your $1 billion, you have a closer. So if I was the Rockies, I would try to build as much of a force outside of your, if they don't score off your starters, good luck scoring off of them. You could go on some of these pitchers and something like, do you look at like a Kenley Jansen, for example? But if I was the Rockies, again, my focus would be on younger arms that have been there, that are ready to kind of prove and handle this, while also not just going into just strictly young guys either, because a lot of the free agent class this year is a lot of pitchers that are vets. I mean, Chapman, Jansen, Krimble, Will Smith, Zach Britton. There are, Gnelbel, Trevor May, Taylor Rogers. I mean, even Carlos Estevez is on here, and Michael Givens. I mean, there's plenty of things. Wouldn't hate to see Adam Ottavino back in the Colorado Rockies uniform as well. There's just lots of good vets. There's going to be lots of options out there. If the Rockies really want to beef up things, they got to be willing to spend some money in free agency. They really got to be willing to spend some money in free agency. It's going to be a big move for the Rockies here. I wanted to talk about one more young guy for the Rockies here on the show. We'll also take a look up at the lineups and such for tonight for Rockies Giants. Another one of the last games there. Make sure if you want to catch a Rockies game, this is the final homestand of the season. So make sure that you are heading to Coors Field if you want to get in there and get your Coors Field fixed before the end of the year. But before we do that, check this out. All right, folks, Michael Tolia, it's an interesting spot for him. We saw probably his best game at the big league level there last night. Two triples, stolen base. I think there was a tweet I saw that he's the only other Rockies player to do that in his team history is Larry Walker. That's good company to be. Tolia's numbers aren't necessarily great. The big issues there are the strikeouts, but this is his first stint up here, and it's kind of nice that the Rockies are letting him play it out in this part of the season. He has been with the team since, I think, a little around August 30th, and since then, he has played most of the month of September. Almost every single day in the month of September, we have seen Tolia in the lineup. And again, not necessarily been setting the world on fire, but this is a good way to handle this. Let Tolia get all these at-bats. And even if he doesn't necessarily blow you away, you weren't expecting Tolia to be right here, ready to go. Here he is, contributing right now. This is good development work for Tolia, who the Rockies clearly are excited about, and they're clearly excited by his development to give him this many opportunities. He's getting a lot of opportunity. I mean, he's taking opportunities away from some veterans on the team. And, I'm not too worried about it as much as, because this is really the first big appearance with the club. And again, this is the Rockies' 2019 number one draft, draft pick, 2019 first round draft pick, not number one overall. Sorry. So the Rockies clearly in a fine position there with Tolia, even though with that batting average sitting at 226, 284, 268. Couple of home runs, though, and 10 RBIs as well. That stolen base. But, you know, it's so not hitting the panic button on Tolia, but it's also something that you can be excited about. You're excited that the Rockies are actually giving the kid some playing time. So let's dive into the live chat here, take a quick look at the matchups, and then wrap this baby up for today. In the live chat here, we got Elmo Silic says, I think Bart is good closer. I agree, though. Would like to see a few less walks and give me heart palpitations in the ninth. I would agree there. Tonight on the bump for the Rockies, they are sending out Kyle Freeland, I would say the best pitcher for the Rockies this season. Going up against John Brebbia. Brebbia is 6-2, 2.9 ERA in 62 innings pitched. 49 strikeouts, 18 walks, 4 home runs. Been a pretty good little bit of a stretch for him there in those 62 innings pitched. That's a good line there. Freeland 9-9, 4.43 ERA with a 1.38 whip. Almost 100 innings more pitched than John there for Kyle this year. 117 strikeouts, 172 hits, 49 walks, and 18 home runs. Looking to have Freeland keep the home run total down tonight and make sure that he keeps the Giants off the board. Let's see what he can do there, get more double plays. Folks, that is going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us today. Make sure that you are subscribing on YouTube and make sure that you can pop into the live chat just like Tanner and Elmo Silic did. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm happy you like the content. And hey, we'll hope we'll keep you company while school is being tough there for you as well, because we'll be talking about the Rockies all the time right here on the Locked On Rockies podcast during the season, off season, all the time. If you want more baseball talk, check out the Locked On MLB podcast, and you can also stay up to date with all things Colorado sports, the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. And folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.